Blog Talk Radio.
What's that on it?
So many people love the blue calls, but people can relate. Do not say, bro, that male charms life, had everything,
Hello, can you all hear me? All right, I hope that you all were able to hear me. If not, please call back in at 347-855-8539, and we can just keep moving. What was supposed to be heard will be heard, and what was not heard, we just got to keep it moving. That's my reaction. Don't sweat small stuff. Don't sweat anything at all, because we are living in a multidimensional reality that we project our will on. So if you get caught up in small stuff, that will create drama for you. And I will pass on the drama from trauma. Okay. I don't know how much you all heard, but I did want to share our brother, Eugene, his last name. I don't have his last name, but he wrote the documentary, Sambo, the Black Gods and Gods of Asia. The African gods, Northern Buddhism, is the book he refers to, and he really dropped some pearls of wisdom on us about the Africans in America and how we got to where we are. So I would like to share just a little bit from it, just in case it comes early. I will play a little bit more from Mr. Eugene. Please bear with me. Here we go.
Science, music, literature, drama, the whole culture, particularly the religion of all the people of Asia, can be traced directly to the Africans of Asia. India, Japan, China, just to name a few. Even Afro-American history can be traced directly, but the world owes a debt to the Africans of Asia. In the following presentation, you'll find out exactly why. Just give me a few seconds. Your ancestors were intended. You down. In this book called The Gods of Northern Buddhism, we find a name, the age of the supreme deity of the universe. His name is Sambo. They say when nothing else was, Sambo was the name of the god of the universe, the people of Asia. And there are many places that carry the name. This is a depiction of Sambo.
All right. Thank you for that. And that's exactly what I want to talk about today. This being that the ancients referred to as Sambo. And what does it have to do with being able to astral travel, teleport, and perform telekinesis? What does this have to do with it? If you think you are ready, strap on your seatbelt and grab the red pill, because this story has many twists and turns. I like to start off by just giving my experience, what happened to me and how did all of this fall into my lap. How did all of this start for me? That's where I like to start. If you all would like to share your experiences or your time traveling experiences or even your remote viewing experiences, any kind, any power that you have tapped into and you're not sure how you got there or why you got there, or if you have any questions about it, 347-855-8539 and share. Because if you do not voice your reality, it will not manifest. Like I always say, our realities might not be quite the same, but it is your time. There's no right or wrong answer in the holographic universe. There is only what we project and what we allow to happen. All right, we have a caller. Caller, did you have anything to share or was just listening? Caller ending in 9043. Caller 9043, did you have a question, comment, or concern? Or are you just listening? Hello? Can you hear me? Okay, I guess you're just calling in to listen, and that is okay, too. But like I said, I always just want to share how it started with me, my experience. And I always say that, well, actually, like I believe in this, that is when random events occur and they kind of give a sense of deja vu or it was a divine plan. So today at work, my coworker, she was talking about politics in her country, and she mentioned, well, you know, we have to fulfill the book. And that stirred something deep in my soul. After she mentioned that, I started to work on the show for tonight. I started to do a cutout of the seven being multidimensional construct, our reality on. I actually made a little paper figure to just demonstrate how it manifests, how it looks. And I immediately, when she came back from lunch, I just put it in my bag, because that's just like my little imaginary friend. We don't talk about that. It just happens to me, and I just document it. I might share it with those closer to me, but I really don't share that. But today, that all changed, and it's changed in a sort of synchronicity. So when she came back from lunch, my spirit was rising up out of me, telling me, share it with her. And I was like, no, she can't handle this. She can't handle the truth. She's not ready for the truth. And my spirit said, tell her now. I'm like, okay, well, maybe I'll just tell her about sleep paralysis. And the spirit said no to her all. So I was obedient. I was obedient to the voice within. And I must tell you, that's how you find your power. If your voice is silenced, that means that there is some drama or some trauma in your life that has to be resolved. To quiet your spirit and quiet your soul so you can hear that small, still voice within. So back to the story. So I turned around and I said, have you heard of Ezekiel? She's like, yeah, I think I read that, but I'm not too sure. Let me look it up. So she said, oh, this sounds like Revelation. And she sounded like her being unsure in her voice. And I said, no, yes, it's Revelation, but it is a rejoiceful revelation. And I just began to tell her, I said, you know, I experience sleep paralysis sometimes. And she said, really? What is that? And I said, it's when you are laying, well, what happens to me is I lay in bed and I become aware, and but I can't move. I can't move, and if I try to speak or move, I start to vibrate. I get a strong vibrational, I can only call it energy. It starts to vibrate all over me, and that used to scare the bejesus out of me. So she said, oh, my gosh, that happened to me on Monday. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, that was the spirit telling me to to share it with her. So that was a moment of synchronicity. So I continued because the spirit was telling me, tell her everything, tell her everything. And I said, yes, not only do I have sleep paralysis, but the sleep paralysis, if I lay there long enough, which I had to learn to lay there, I had to face my fears, because what would happen is when I laid there, I would have all of these visions of spiders and demons and devils that I would create, because it was in my mind. Fear was in my mind. So I project fear in wherever I was. And I can say now that I was in an alternate dimension. I really was. And I've been there several times, several hundred times. And as I shared that with her, her eyes just kind of got big. And she was like, really? She's like, you know what? You really should come to church with me. And I'm like, oh, she's not giving. She's not giving. But the spirit told me to keep going. Tell her everything. And I said, well, not only do I vibrate, but I also, after I vibrate long enough, I'll actually go to another dimension. And she still said, oh, you should have really told me that Monday. Oh, she's getting it. I just need to stop. But the spirit said, keep telling her. I said, you know what? I also see portals. Portals that are like the flower of life and spin my wall. I go through those portals, and every time I go through a different portal, it's different level, a different dimension. She's like, really? I said, she's seven heavens. I said, yes, exactly. Like the seven heavens. She's getting it. She's getting it. So I explained that to her. She said, She said, well, I need to tell you something. I'm not finished. Let me finish. And I said, after I went to the seventh dimension, I actually went to Stargate, and I traveled at the speed of light. And when I came out in another tunnel, that was a seven-dimensional being that I talk about living in. There was a seven-dimensional being there, and I was able to witness the matrix that we live in. And by this time, I'm like, okay, I hope I have a job, you know. And they said, wow, Kiwana, you mean to me you are traveling through portals, interdimensional traveling, you're traveling out of the universe. Guess what? I said, what? We have a pastor at our church. That's what I keep trying to tell you. He did the same thing. But he is actually traveling in this physical realm. He traveled a portal and came out on a different side of the planet. And I'm like, look at this synchronicity. This is what happens. Truth is revealed when you start expressing your reality. So you can call 347-855-8539. To express your reality. It's yours. It's not going anywhere. Those sleep paralysis will not dissipate. They will be right there waiting on you. And I realize that a lot of people try to avoid this by staying up late at night, by going to the clubs, by drinking, by taking drugs to numb this vibration. What is this vibration that everyone is so afraid of? What is this going within that everyone is afraid of? What is this going into the darkness within yourself? Not with a cult or with some type of strange teaching. What I'm talking about is as innate as a mother and a baby, something as natural as a breast milk to a baby. It's something that occurs with my people spontaneous, and what I'm encouraging you to do is to embrace it, because it's not going anywhere. And what will happen if you don't embrace it, you will continue the generational curse that our ancestors who came before us endured when they suppressed their power. On that note, speaking of the power we possess, some call it Kundalini. Some call it Om energy. But my boys, the earth, wind, and fire, called it the serpentine fire. So on that note, let me give you. So this thing is just doing what it wants. Sorry about that. Trying to be, you know, on it. But this computer is doing what it wants. But we're going to put some serpentine fire because earth, wind, and fire, they knew the truth. What they say, you won't last one battle with the serpentine fire. That's within us. That's within the Africans in America, so-called the African America. Enjoy. I hope you all enjoyed a little bit of Earth, Wind, and Fire. Rest in peace to Mr. Maurice White. May you rest in your transition because I know you know the truth. All right. If you'd like to call in to share your reality of living in 7D, if you are experiencing power activations, spiritual power activation, you can call in at 347-855-8539 and share your experience paralysis and have questions about it, not quite sure what's going on, you can give me a call at 347-855-8539, and we can talk about it. Because when you talk about it, you are in control and you regain your true power. We are under an illusion that money is power. That could not be furthest from the truth. Money grows on trees, literally grows on trees. So how is that power? We give it power. When we walk in someone else's reality, meaning the person who created the money, we give our power over to that concept. It is time to walk in our power. That means walking in your reality. When you walk in your reality, won't you see, or I know you will see, the abundance of the earth spring forward to provide you with true wealth. So walk in your power. Share your reality. The number again is 347-855-8539. My reality may differ from yours. Yours may differ from mine. But in this multidimensional seven-being construct, there is no right or wrong. There is no good or evil. It is only positive and negative. Positive increases your energy. Negativity decreases your energy. You choose which way you want to go. I know for me, I will live in 7D with the capabilities of interdimensional traveling, time traveling, teleportation, telepathy, and all of that, remote viewing. Speaking of remote viewing, that is one of my favorite gifts. One of my favorite gifts. So how does that look? How does it manifest in 3D? Well, I remember once I was remote viewing during a meditation. What will actually happen is you will actually see a television screen pop up in your mind. And whatever you want to view on that screen, you have the capability of viewing it, as long as it's positive aspirations. I have noticed that your negative aspirations will decrease the quality of your tube. So all you all who are looking to see the number, or fantasy five, or try to spy on your boyfriend or girlfriend, that's a negative mindset, so it will be obscured. Trust me, I tried. On this show, I like to keep it real. I like to keep it real. I like to keep the energy high. I just like to drop bombs. Boom. What they don't tell you in mainstream media, I will tell you. I would say the wheel Ezekiel saw in the middle of the wheel was actually seven being multidimensional construct that we project our reality on. I will tell you that Joseph's multicolored dream coat is his chakra. I will tell you that it is chlorella to increase our energy to be able to retain the knowledge that we get when we are traveling interdimensionally. Boom. Whatever knowledge I am to provide it to you all, I am not sworn by any blood oaths or secret sacks or compacts. I'm free to share my reality, and I get it from the source. Won't you be free to share yours also? The number is 347-855-8539. And I will start to wrap it up with one more clip. I'm sorry, you guys, if the call was cut off. The show was off the chain. I'm sorry. Even though I had the show all by myself, in my reality, and it is what it is. Imperfectness. It was perfect. I'm to share what you all need to share so the rocks will not cry out for you. Share your reality. Share everything. Live 7D, because that's where we are right now. So here again, the guide of Northern Buddhism. Just recap. Here you go.
Emancipation Proclamation tells you what the Negro agreed to. It is already devastated. That's his sacred sanctuary is the mind. He agreed to submit completely to the white God and belief. He couldn't read nothing. Nothing here could he following this image symbolism that's on the Emancipation Proclamation, the slave did to hell more than 4,000 years after the truth has been devoured. Here comes the Negro on his way to hell, and he's not walking, homeboy, he's jogging. In order to stop him from hell, his ancestors now intervene. They intervene by sending a child or a future human being among their own kind who enlightened. They refer to him in Asia as the Buddha. This is the way his ancestors intervene to awaken him to that which the slave master has done. He does, and this one who comes teaches him the truth. That's what they call the Buddha, the liberator of the niggers, the liberator. This is called in Buddhism. They call the Buddha as the liberator of the serpents. See, he comes to liberate, to give salvation, liberator of the niggers. Powerful king of the niggers. The Buddha appears to liberate you, to save you from going to hell. This is why they say the Buddha is the liberator of the niggers. Once again, the liberator of the niggers. They were bred to attack the Buddha when he appears to do something beneficial for black people. That was the breeding of the nigger during slavery. So since the Negro wants to attack, I want to show you the way of the gods. He's been conditioned to attack. First, they write the future again. Then they let the future happen. Then they send back one from the dead who explains it to you. And then they execute judgment. They put the wicked in a lake of fire. The attackers go into a lake of fire. They punish the wicked. Now, here's a temple, one of the greatest religious monuments on earth that sits between four volcanoes in Indonesia. It's called Borobudur. And Borobudur has a secret I wish to explain to the attacking people, those who like to attack the one who brings the truth. This temple shows the same story of the Negro, but they show it in more graphic detail. Here's the Negro on Friday night, chilling with his woman, smoking reefers, cocaine. The facial expression shows the dope mask. They write it in stone thousands of years before it happened. And then they show it to you. Smoking joints, taking dope, smoking crack, all in stone in Asia.
All right, all in stone in Asia and Borobudur. The stones are crying out to us African-Americans, so-called African-Americans in America. And I know a lot of people change the station once they heard the word yes, yes. But I almost changed it too when I first heard it. But I had to do research on Negus. If you recall, in Ethiopia, that word Negus is actually a term to refer to their emperor. Negus means king of kings, lord of lords in their language. I know from studying etymology, when words are close, they have similar meanings. And back in ancient times, there were no vowels. So yes, my Negus, my Nagas, that which the Asians called them, in America are asleep. And the rocks now are calling out to them, are crying out to them to wake up and to tap into their kundalini, their serpentine, their energy body to experience their true nature of being multidimensional, interspiritual travelers. And one of my passions, one of the true reasons that I do this show, why I set up the platform, is for the parents. It's for the parents to really be able to relate to these babies. The babies are waking up. The children are waking up. And when I say waking up, I mean that literally. They're waking up with stories and tales of astral traveling, telekinesis, teleportation, time traveling, jumping through portals, traveling at the speed of light. And are the parents going to be able to handle it? Or are the parents going to shut them down like so many generations have been shut down? Now is the time to encourage our children to know who they truly are. If you don't know who you are, in America, being of melanated complexion and melanated source, there are plenty scholars that can get you clear. Yafabay will get you clear on the words that you use, because words are used to spell, and spelling is a curse that you place. You don't know that there is power in words. Bobby Hammett is another scholar who will get you clear on metaphysics, and Phil Valentine will get you clear on metaphysics. But before we even go to the spiritual realm of metaphysics, we have to get our bags cleaned out. We have to clean out the skeletons in our closet, because there is no way for us to travel as light, as energy. There's no way for you to travel at the speed of light if you're a bag lady or a bag man. So we have to clear the drama from trauma. What does that mean? Traumatic experiences in our lives are used to prevent us from knowing who we truly are. They're stepping stones. They're stepping blocks. They're blocks. They're roadblocks to prevent us from going within and seeing and knowing that we are multidimensional. So we have to eliminate the drama from trauma, from traumatic experiences. And how do you know? How do you know that you must forgive, or how do you know you're walking around angry all the time, or how do you know that you're depressed? It will manifest in some type of drama in your life. So know that if you're experiencing any type of drama, it stems from a trauma, and you have the power to source it out and figure out the root cause. That's power. That's true healing. When you go to the source, when you go to within yourself, find the source, that's true healing. So we have to heal ourselves. We have to heal ourselves and discover who we truly are as multidimensional beings, having a physical existence in 3D. I'm living in 7D. I'm ready to travel, to do telekinesis, telepathy. Come on, we got to catch up. We have to catch up. Now is the time to catch up. And we got to catch up for our children. For the children, what will you tell the baby when she says she's vibrating in bed? What will you tell the baby when she wakes up and say, Mama, Daddy, I was calling your name. I was calling your name and you didn't answer. Mama, Daddy, I hear someone calling me. Mama, Daddy, I hear tunes in my ear. Mama, Daddy, there's television coming on in my head. What can I do? What are you going to tell them? What are you going to tell them? Are you going to shut down those gifts? No, we can't do that. We can't do that. The number is 347-855-8539. If you have a story that you would like to share, if you have experience you would like to share, or you would like to share your reality that is in opposition mainstream media, if you want to share your culture that is in direct opposition of what's going on, call in and share it, because now is the time for fresh ideas. Now is the time for new realities, but they can only manifest if we put our power behind it and speak it into existence. All right. Well, that was a little bit of my passion. My passion is really for the kids, because I know that they are awakening. I know that they have gifts. I talked to my kids today, and I was able to help them to discover their gifts. My middle son, we know he has a gift with seeing through BS. If you come with him with some of those nonsense words, he will see right through it. You have to come really clear on your words. All of that cat got your tail, he will see right through it. Mom, what are you saying? What are you really trying to tell me? Because that doesn't make sense. I don't have a tail. The cat has a tail, so how does the cat have my tail? That type of stuff. He's really good at seeing through. He has the power with words. I shared earlier, I don't know if you all heard it, but when he was in kindergarten, I would drop him off at school, and the teacher came to the car and said, "Excuse me, ma'am, is this your son?" And I was like, "Yeah." "What did he do?" She's like, nothing, but he has the deepest voice I ever heard for a kindergarten. And I just took that, and I just put it in my bag, my memory bag. And I said, okay. And then he would say things. He would correct my words. Or even today when I was trying to think about, I was like, what is telekinesis again? He said, Mom, it's the power to move stuff. And I said, you know what? Have you heard that word before? He was like, no. He just knows. He knows words. He'll be a master of languages. And what happens when you're a master of languages? You can get the complete picture. Because right now, if you only speak one language, you're kind of isolated. It's no depth. It's no fullness in that. But when you can master multiple languages, you're a master with words. You are a master of words. And then you can master words. That means you can master people. You can master things. You can master objects. And he has to command with his words, with his power. That's true power. So just to tell our children just to go to school, get a job, get a house, get married, have a family, that is robbing them of true power because that is someone else's reality. So I'm here to empower the children to walk in their power. There's no more, no, little Bobby, go sit down, stop talking, because that little Bobby may also have the same gift, and we're shutting it down. We are shutting it down by force-feeding someone else's reality down their throats. And I will tell you this, they are not having it. So either you're going to get with them, or they are going to rebel against you. And we as parents always want to guide our children in truth, in righteousness, and justice. So with that being said, let me see, where are we? We have about 3 more minutes left, so I just want to open up the phone lines just to get some feedback. We have a caller, 4881. You're live on the air with the Conscious Voters. Hello? Hello? Phone number ending in 4881. Hello? Can you hear me? Hello? Okay, I guess they were just holding. I hope you all enjoyed the show as much as I did. The revelation knowledge is flowing. Now is the time for us to live in 7D, to rise as Earth rise. And I would just leave you with a mantra or two, or a positive affirmation. When I say every day, to help manifest my reality, it goes, I am the conscious lotus rising like the phoenix from below. My teachings are perfected for the flow from the universe. I know who, whom, and what I am. I am dimensional. As Earth rise, I rise. I also, for now, 2 planes merge into one. Oneness and wellness to all. I hope you enjoy. Join us again on Monday, same time, same platform, to share your reality and to map your reality in 7D. Thank you all again for joining me. And truly enjoy your night. Have a great one.